KJAN Sports.
And at 7:20, it's time now for a check of sports. Good morning once again. I'm Rick Henson. This report is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for your complete internet hookup.
You'll love the freedom you'll have with all the internet speed you get from METC. Hi, this is Jill from Marnie Elkhorn. Our internet customers love to stream HD movies on Netflix, upload videos to YouTube, and conquer evil playing games on Xbox. You can even video chat with FaceTime or Skype. Internet is vital today for both homes and businesses, for email, web browsing, and entertainment. If you add or upgrade your METC internet or TV service during our freedom promotion, stop in and we'll give you a flag. Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
In sports and area softball action Wednesday night, it was Bondurant Farrar sweeping Carroll on a doubleheader, 9-2 in the first game and 9-5 in the second. IKM Manning defeated Arweva 9-4 in softball. It was Kemper Catholic beating Red Oak in two games, 18-0 and 18-3. Lewis Central swept Creston in two games, 10-0 and 4-3 in softball. Elsewhere, it was Ogden over Coon Rapids Bayard, 11-3. Sergeant Bluff Luton beating Glenwood, 11-1. Shenandoah was an 11-1, or rather, Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Glenwood, I should say, 1-0, and it was Shenandoah over Sydney, 11-1. Westwood Sloan beat Missouri Valley in nine innings, 9-8 in softball, and Winterset was a 3-1 winner over Boone. In baseball action, Cam beat Audubon twice, 14-4 in the first game. That was for six innings. And then in the second game, Cam beat Audubon 5-4. Now, that was the completion of a suspended game from back on May the 20th. Also, it was Boone over Winterset 3-2. Dennis and Schleswig beating Maple Valley Anthonoto in eight innings, 5-4. Earlham was a 15-5 winner over Exira EHK in baseball. Glidden Ralston down Guthrie Center 8-3. Harlan was a 13-2 winner over Tri-Center in five innings. Kemper Catholic swept Red Oak 18-0 in the first game and 6-1 in the second. Lewis Central beat Underwood 10-0. Missouri Valley was a 17-7 winner over Westwood in five innings. Also in baseball, Mount Air beat Corning 8-5. It was Creston, Trainer over Creston 14-0. Pacific Coast League baseball action Wednesday. It was Memphis beating the I-Cubs 6-5 and Omaha over the New Orleans by a score of 10-4. Today's action is actually getting underway tonight with Omaha at Round Rock and Iowa takes on Albuquerque. Both those games getting underway at 7:05 p.m. In Major League Baseball, John Jay had three RBIs, including a two-run homer off of center fielder Mike Trout's glove during the St. Louis Cardinals' seven-run second inning, and the Cardinals ended the L.A. Dodgers' seven-game winning streak with a 12-2 rout last night. Matt Garza pitched eight sharp innings for his third consecutive win to lead the Chicago Cubs to a 3-1 victory over the Oakland Athletics Wednesday night. With the Cubs well off the pace in the NL Central, Garza could be one of the top targets for contenders looking for pitching help ahead of the July 31st non-waiver trade deadline. Eric Hosmer hit a go-ahead homer in the seventh inning, and the Kansas City Royals rallied after losing outfielder Alex Gordon to a head injury to beat the Cleveland Indians 6-5 on a wild Wednesday night at Kauffman Stadium. Hosmer connected with two outs off of Indians reliever Cody Allen, one inning after Allen collided with the bullpen fence while tracking a fly ball. The Gold Glove outfielder remained down on the warning track for several minutes before slowly standing up and walking off the field. Matt Scherzer has become the first pitcher since Roger Clemens in 1986 to open a season at 13-0. Scherzer allowed two runs and seven hits in six and a third innings as the Detroit beat Toronto 6-2. Both benches and bullpens emptied after Tigers outfielder Terrell Hunter took exception to being hit by a high pitch from Todd Redmond in the sixth inning of the game. Hunter took a few steps toward the mound and gestured at Redmond after being hit on the left shoulder. There were no punches thrown, and the relievers from both teams were pointed back to their bullpens before reaching the infield. Also in the majors, Chris Davis smacked his major league leading 32nd homer and added a tie-breaking two-run double in the eighth inning of Baltimore's 4-2 win against the White Sox in Chicago. Pinch hitter Johnny Gomes led off the bottom of the ninth to win a homer, to end Boston's 2-1 win over San Diego. Chris Carter provided Houston's offense in a 4-1 win against Tampa Bay, belting a tie-breaking three-run homer after hitting a solo shot. CC Sabathia earned his 200th career victory, and Robinson Cano hit a two-run double as the New York Yankees beat Minnesota 3-2. Also in baseball, Kyle Seager hit a two-run homer in the 10th inning to lift Seattle past Texas 4-2. Jeff Locke won his eighth straight decision, and Pedro Alvarez smacked a three-run homer as Pittsburgh topped Philadelphia 6-5. Also in the majors, Ricky Nolasco held Atlanta to 2 runs and 6 hits in 7 innings in Miami's 6-3 win over the Braves. Kyle Loesch allowed a run in 4 hits while striking out 7 over 8 innings as Milwaukee stifled Washington 4-1. Randall Delgado outpitched Matt Harvey by holding the Mets to 2 runs and 7 hits while striking out 9 over 7 innings in Arizona's 5-3 win at New York. Hanley Ramirez, Juan Uribe, Adrian Gonzalez, and Matt Kemp homered as the L.A. Dodgers won for the 10th time in 11 games to beat Colorado 10-8. And Cincinnati beat San Francisco 3-2 on Shinsuke Choo's RBI single in the bottom of the 11th. I'll have more sports after this.
You'll love the freedom you'll have with all the internet speed you get from METC. Hi, this is Jill from Marnie Elkhorn. Our internet customers love to stream HD movies on Netflix, upload videos to YouTube, and conquer evil playing games on Xbox. You can even video chat with FaceTime or Skype. Internet is vital today for both homes and businesses, for email, web browsing, and entertainment. If you add or upgrade your METC internet or TV service during our freedom promotion, stop in and we'll give you a flag. Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
In NBA news, Brad Stevens is taking his coaching expertise to the NBA. The Boston Celtics have hired the 36-year-old Stevens to replace head coach Doc Rivers, who was traded to the LA Clippers late last month. Stevens comes off a highly successful 6-year run at Butler, where he took a mid-major program to consecutive NCAA title game appearances in 2010 and 2011. He has a career winning percentage of .772 in college and never won fewer than 22 games in a season. Stevens was 166-49 of the Bulldogs, the most wins for any Division I coach in the first 6 years of his career. He takes over a rebuilding franchise that just traded veterans Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett to Brooklyn after finishing 7th in the Eastern Conference. Manu Ginobili is putting retirement on hold for another go-around of the San Antonio Spurs. Ginobili tweeted that he's staying with the team. He's helped to win 3 NBA titles and nearly a 4th last month. The soon-to-be 36-year-old battled injuries during the season and said he would think about retirement after the playoffs, but he's helped the Spurs come within 28 seconds of the championship before falling to the Miami Heat in 7 games. Ginobili's return ensures the Spurs' longtime Big 3 of he, Tim Duncan, and Tony Parker will be in place next season. And Chicago Bulls guard Derrick Rose says he's still recovering from knee surgery and vows to show sitting out last season was the right decision to make. Rose said in an interview posted on the team's website that he had to be selfish in his rehab as he tried to work his way back from a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee, and that sitting out was one of the hardest things he's experienced. He also said fans will understand that it was the right decision when they see him back on the court. Sports brought to you this hour by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for your complete internet hookup. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.